Chinese New Year is also known as the Spring Festival, or Chunjie. Is that the right pronunciation?
Close enough.
Okay, thanks. It lasts for 15 days, and it's the most important holiday in the Chinese calendar.
The start of the festival falls on a different day in either January or February, and it's dictated by the lunar calendar, with New Year's Day 2016 falling on February the 8th.
And in the run-up to it, the whole country is on the move, seeing the sights and travelling home to be with their families.
China is truly vast. You can fly for 6.5 hours and still be in the same country.
Harbin is in the northeastern corner of this huge country that's home to 1.3 billion people.
As well as having some of the fastest growing modern cities, the landscapes are truly diverse. They range from vast deserts to expansive grasslands, tropical jungles, and the highest mountain range in the world.
China's written history dates back over 3,000 years and through the reigns of over 500 emperors.
Its economy is the largest on Earth, and it makes and exports more goods than anywhere else on the globe.
Chinese food is as rich and varied as any on Earth, with thousands of dishes to choose from, all cooked in a variety of ways, using a host of different ingredients, growing right across this vast nation.
And it's changing astonishingly fast. By 2030, it's estimated that 1 billion people will be living in Chinese cities, just like here in Beijing.
Many of these new people flocking to the cities were migrant workers in search of a better life for themselves and their families.
And at Chinese New Year, the modern and the traditional are brought together as the Chinese prepare for a celebration even older than the Great Wall itself.
The Great Wall of China snakes for over 5,000 miles across northern and western China, and the oldest parts date back over 2,500 years. This is Harbin's Great Ice Wall. Not quite as long at 450 meters, and sadly not as enduring either. When the thaw comes, this will be transformed into the Great Puddle of China.
As the day goes on, this place will start to fill up. Queues for attractions here can last up to 3 hours, but that's nothing compared to the pressure on the Chinese transport system when around 1 billion people want to travel home for New Year, and all at the same time. The Chinese have a phrase for it, Chunyang, which translates as spring migration. We went to Beijing to find out how they cope with the biggest movement of people on Earth.